Hello there. Our story today is about Elisha, the great prophet of God. The Lord told him all the things that were going to happen to his country before they happened. The enemy, king of Syria, was so mad at Elisha because he thought Elisha was spying on him that he sent down an army to capture Elisha. One morning, when Elisha's servant got up and dressed and went outside early, he saw the whole Syrian army just waiting to capture Elisha. He was afraid. He turned and ran all the way home.
Master, Elisha, wake up! The whole city surrounded by the Syrian army. All their chariots and horsemen are everywhere. What are we going to do?
But Elisha was not afraid. He got up, put on his robe, and went outside, his servant following.
Don't be afraid. There are many more chariots on our side than this little army you see here.
What do you mean? I don't see any chariots.
Oh, Lord, I pray that you open his eyes, that he may see what I see.
And God opened the young man's eyes, and he could see. The mountains were filled with horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when the Syrians came down to Elisha, he prayed,
Oh, Lord, smite this army with blindness, and I will lead them off to another place.
And the Lord struck the enemy with blindness. Then Elisha said, Follow me, and I will bring you to the man you're looking for. But he led them to Samaria.
Now, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see.
The king asked Elisha, Shall I kill them? But Elisha said, No, they were captives. He told the king to be kind to them and set a good meal before them, and then let them return to their master. So he did, and they left. And this band of soldiers from Syria didn't come any more to the land of Israel. God knows those who are on his side, those who are for him, and the ones who are against him. You can't be lukewarm. The Bible says, Choose this day whom you will serve. Jesus is the captain of our salvation. Receive him into your heart today.